planning for new houses, roads and energy must make sure to preserve nature. That's the latest call from the Climate Change Advisory Council, set up to make sure Ireland keeps to its promises on climate change and protecting biodiversity. An emergency on both was declared here 6 years ago. But the council say that Ireland is falling far short of its international conservation commitments, with only 14% of land and just under 10% of marine areas under formal protection, far below the 30% target set for 2030 under the Global Biodiversity Framework. Professor Yvonne Buckley is with us. She's Professor of Zoology at Trinity College Dublin and a member of the Climate Change Advisory Council. Professor Buckley, good morning. Thanks for taking our call.
Good morning.
When you talk about protecting biodiversity, what do you mean?
So biodiversity is the variety of life on Earth. It's all the different species of animals and plants and microbes that create our functioning, healthy ecosystems that provide lots of different contributions to people. And when we talk about preserving biodiversity, one of the jobs that biodiversity and healthy ecosystems does for us is it contributes to climate regulation. So it can actually help a healthy functioning peatland, for example, can pull carbon dioxide, one of the most important greenhouse gases, out of the atmosphere and lock it away into the peat soils that can be many, many meters deep. So they act as these huge carbon stores carbon removal mechanisms when they're healthy and in good condition. So that's why the Climate Change Advisory Council is concerned about the biodiversity loss that we're currently experiencing and looking at making recommendations for better protection and restoration of biodiversity across all of our land and seas.
You're calling for more consideration of biodiversity in planning of houses, road, energy and more. Their planning is already quite slow. Will your ask slow those projects even further?
So there's a requirement for no net loss of biodiversity in the current planning framework. And what we're looking for here is we're looking for developers to be very proactive about how they incorporate biodiversity into developments. So that's about avoiding areas of conflict with biodiversity, so understanding where biodiversity is and avoiding conflict. And then the second thing that developers can do is to build biodiversity and nature-based solutions into their developments. So in housing developments, for example, that means having more pervious, permeable surfaces rather than having, paved over or tarmac everywhere, that reduces the amount of water that can get into the soil and support healthy soil ecosystems, that we have these permeable paved areas, that we have green roofs, which are actually good for insulation and provide resources for nature, and that we have rain gardens and swales to help alleviate flooding that can occur and pollution, just to kind of trap pollutants in stormwater before it gets into the storm drains and overwhelms them and adds pollutants into freshwater ecosystems. So all of these things can be done and built into to developments. And particularly for housing, these things are actually really, really good for people's mental and physical health, because being exposed to nature, green and blue space, has been shown to be incredibly beneficial.
The Programme for Government mentions biodiversity five times. They say it will commit to clear targets within the National Biodiversity Plan, which is in place till 2030, and says that new laws now require all public bodies to integrate biodiversity into their plans and policies. Is this government committed to protecting biodiversity sufficiently, in your view?
So we're great at planning in Ireland. We have lots of plans for biodiversity. What we're missing is the ability to implement those plans. And what we're calling for here with the regulations around planning, for example, is actually making developers accountable for those biodiversity improvements and those biodiversity actions that they incorporate into their developments, by putting regulations in place that ensure that we can measure and monitor this requirement for no net loss of biodiversity in developments. So we need local authorities and to be able to actually follow up on those planning conditions that are put in place.
Separately, in this report, you also speak about the discovery this summer of Asian hornets, a further discovery in the north now. Why is that a threat to Ireland's biodiversity?
So Asian hornets are not native to Ireland. The clue's in the name. They're from South Asia. And as our climate warms, as we get milder winters, we're seeing incursions now of species that wouldn't have been able to survive and persist in Ireland in the past, perhaps. And we're going to see increasing numbers of those species coming into Ireland. The Asian hornets are particularly worrying because they eat a really wide variety of honeybees and native insect and other invertebrate species. So there can be, you know, over 100 insect species in the diet of the Asian hornets, and they're voracious predators. And because they are new to Ireland, we don't necessarily have the diseases and predators here of the Asian hornets to keep them in check. So they can be quite damaging.
Professor Yvonne Buckley, Professor of Zoology at Trinity College Dublin, thank you for speaking with us this morning. It's 7:45.